Good morning. Let's grab a ghost. How the hell are you? 7:14. I know I'm running behind. Let's get to it. It's your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
This is a perfect story to kick off the morning dump. Let's say you didn't have a toilet, or a turlet, as I like to say, and every day you just did your business in the backyard and never got rid of what you produced. And I guess in this scenario, you would also not need to have a sense of smell. But anyway, I digress. How much poop will you produce in your life? Scientists actually have an estimate for you now, because that's what scientists do. Here are the numbers for you. On the average day, you eliminate about 14 ounces of feces. It's great. This is great for your morning breakfast. That adds up to almost 312 pounds a year. So by the time you're 21, you'll have produced over 3 tons. Now, if you're a man with a life expectancy of 76, you'll produce 24,320 pounds of duty. That's 12 tons, or the weight of approximately 2 elephants. That's a visual right there. Now, if you're a woman with a life expectancy of 81, you'll produce 25,920 pounds. So almost 1 ton more than men. Gross, ladies. That's sick. And if you add it all up of the feces produced by people in the world every year, it adds up to 640 billion pounds. That's a lot of dookie. That's a lot of dookie. Perfect morning dump story. Well, according to a new study, wearing red makes men appear more powerful and confident. Researchers found that women perceive men to be more attractive and sexually desirable when they're wearing red, and even are seen or even seen with a red background. Something maybe to consider when putting pictures up on your online dating profiles, fellas. Just get a nice red background or a nice red velvet jumpsuit. That's the thing. Maybe like a red shirt. I don't know if I showed up in like a red tracksuit if it would work out as well. I don't know. I'll try it on Kiki. I'm going to buy a red tracksuit and see if she's smitten by me. Lastly, a brown recluse spider apparently had a much better aim than Ricky Vaughn in Major League. Sportscaster Bob Uecker nearly died from a spider bite last fall. The voice of the Milwaukee Brewer says he was changing a light bulb in his garage in Scottsdale, Arizona when it happened. He tells the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "I had a pair of shorts on. I got bit by a spider, but I didn't know it. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel the bite to me. The next day, I had a red mark on my leg, and it kept getting bigger. I kept trying to take care of it by myself, but it kept getting worse. After 4 days, he went to the doctor, who sent him to the hospital immediately, where he had surgery. The 84-year-old says it took 5 weeks to recover, but he's fine now." Bob, I feel your pain, man. I got a brown recluse bite on my ankle. It sucks, and you don't notice it until it starts eating away your flesh. But I'm glad he's okay. Just a bit outside. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?